Well, talking about Hamas and the Palestinians, that's a very topical conversation to have right now, not about them, but about the state of the Palestinians and their statehood, because tomorrow a very important vote's going to take place at the United Nations Security Council, and they're going to vote on a Palestinian request for full UN membership. So to understand all of that, let's chat about it with Zeenat Adam, who's the Deputy Executive Director at the Afro-Middle East Center. Zeenat, as always, good chatting to you. Thanks for joining us on the National Pulse.
Thank you for having me, Ashraf.
Thank you. So I have to tell you, you know, full membership would suggest they've got part membership at the moment. What's the current status with the Palestinians at the UN?
Their current status is an observer status. And in 2012, the UN General Assembly gave de facto recognition of the Palestinian state and recommended that they be accepted as full member. Now, that hasn't gone through the procedures of the United Nations until now, where the application has been made and the committee that considers this has now met twice. There doesn't seem to be complete consensus on whether or not the Palestinians have met the criteria, but the resolution is being tabled by Algeria, and that is set to be voted on tomorrow.
And up to now, in terms of their observer status, I mean, I certainly know the meaning of the word observe, but in practical terms at the UN, what does an observer status allow you to do?
Well, they have the opportunity of being able to present some of their cases to the United Nations, but they don't have any capacity to be a voting member and to act in any of the committees that the United Nations has. So this would effectively make Palestine a full member of the United Nations, and that means that you actually recognize it as an independent sovereign state. So that is where the sticking point comes, in that the Americans and the Israelis and allies are against the idea of doing this. The Americans have said that they have had to make it clear that their current U.S. law compels their administration to veto this resolution or to defund the United Nations, so because they are against this idea. And they would prefer that any discussion in line with the idea of a Palestinian state should be through a negotiated post-war plan and settlement between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
So the current position then if the plan is to consider the recognition of a Palestine as a sovereign state, what then does the U.S., or rather United Nations, what is the UN status with regard to Palestine now? That means, is it recognized as a sovereign state? I get the answer is no. So what is it? What is the international status of the Palestinians?
The Palestinians have not been given a full recognition as a sovereign state. There are a few countries who have independently recognized Palestine as an independent state, but it's also a question of whether or not it meets the criteria for such. And that relates to issues of territorial integrity, their sovereignty, the nationals of the state. There's certain state apparatus that has to be in place. Now, the idea of recognizing a state of Palestine is not something new. This has come up around the time when there were the Oslo Accords and the proposal for a two-state solution. We have seen that proposal and that Oslo Accord actually fall apart in the last few decades as Israel has continued its incursions and the building of settlements. And now with their carpet bombing and the genocide taking place in Gaza, and we've heard from Netanyahu that he wants to reenact a revival plan for settlements in Gaza. And his statement was, we will uproot them and take root. Now, this is completely contradictory to United Nations resolutions. It is completely contradictory to international law and certainly contradicts the Oslo Accords. The issue on Oslo and the two-state solution is that the Palestinians have felt for a very long time that the two-state solution has failed abysmally and that there needs to be a reconsideration of a one-state solution. So there is a split in terms of how people view the solution for the Middle East crisis. And this is one of the issues that is going to be in the minds of those who are voting tomorrow.
And help us understand this. There's one part of Palestine. I mean, one can debate about whether the whole of Israel is Palestine, but that's another question. But for now, there's one part of Palestine which is in the West Bank, where Jerusalem is, right? And the other part is the very topical Gaza or Gaza, right? So which part of the Palestinian people has put this application forward right now?
This application is being done by the Palestinian Authority, and I don't think that we should view the Palestinians as separate people. It's a very dangerous contention to say that Gaza is separate from the West Bank, and this is essentially and effectively what the Israelis would prefer to do, and that is divide and rule and to create a separation. There's a physical separation, and now there would be a mental separation. I think what is concerning, though, is that if such a recognition is given to a Palestinian state, there still remains a lot of outstanding issues related to the territorial integrity, related to the security apparatus, related to statecraft. Who runs the state? How is the governance of a Palestinian state going to be managed? And these are issues that impact very greatly on the situation, because currently the Palestinians are an occupied country. They are occupied by Israel, and Israel has prevented the establishment of statecraft and governance structures that they do not approve of, and they've certainly dismantled the security system, they've dismantled airports, they've dismantled basic state infrastructure, and that has a major impact on whether or not a Palestinian state is viable.
Mm. Let's end with the issue of the vote, right? So the vote will take place tomorrow by the UN Security Council, so not the General Assembly, right? And you need what? One of the Security Council members to veto for that vote to be squashed completely, right?
At this stage, the expectation is that you should have 9 votes as a majority without a veto. It seems that there is a possibility towards that. However, the expectation is that the United States is going to use the veto. And so essentially, tomorrow's vote and the resolution is already dead in the water.
Yeah, well, let's see what happens next. Thanks for your time, as always, giving us those insights. Zeenat Adam, the Deputy Executive Director at the Afro Middle East Center. We'll put this up as a podcast as well.